Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3BAR.
Yo, welcome to the bar. Come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast, the living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always to be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you are listening. And like I do every week, I love to start the show by thanking the listeners. Thank you guys for tuning in to The Bar, being supporters of The Bar, man. And I want to shout out that one young lady that has done a reoccurring $5 a month. And the note said, thank you for an awesome podcast. Like, that is the best. Like, I didn't do Patreon and all those things, man. And so somebody just volunteered to do that. So shout out to you, ma'am. Don't want to put your name out there because I'm not sure if you want to stay anonymous, but I definitely appreciate that. Just you know, a way to say thanks. And I really do appreciate that. And like I do every week, I bring an awesome guest. This awesome guest was in the same areas at one time. And big shout out to my man Al for connecting us. And definitely feel like I found me a new brother, someone I can talk to and grow with, because we kind of got kind of the same things going on. I have on none other than my brother Aaron. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing really, really well. Thank you so much. That's really kind of you to say that.
Oh, man. Yeah, totally mean it. I wouldn't just say it just because we're podcasting. No, Aaron. So, you know, like we've already had some really good conversations, and what I love is iron sharpens iron, and you bring ideas, I bring ideas. I love that about anytime I can connect with people. That I think that might be one of the main reasons why I did podcasting, just to connect with good people. So definitely excited about that, Aaron. So I'm gonna give you the floor, man. Introduce yourself. Tell people a little bit about yourself, personal, professional. Let them know what you do, and we'll get into some of your content.
Great. Yeah, awesome. Okay, so my name is Aaron, and my wife is Johanna, and I have two children, Micah and Ivy. Micah is 13 years old. My daughter is 10, going on 27. And so they're awesome. We're a homeschooling family, so my kids actually are really proud of them. They are in 10th grade this year, so they're doing really well with that. We had a big life change recently, so I'll go back a little bit further. I go back really far. How about that? I grew up in a Christian family. I was homeschooled, and we moved around a lot because my dad, his job just moved us around a lot. I think this particular move where I am now is my 22nd move. Ooh. And so I'm really used to that whole lifestyle, moving around and everything. But I got saved when I was 9, and I dedicated my life to full-time Christian service at 12. I got my undergraduate and my master's degree in biblical counseling from Bob Jones University. And I basically have been in full-time Christian service since 2007 and worked in a couple different places, kind of continued the theme of moving around a lot. I worked at a Christian school where I was an associate supervisor of the, associate administrator of the school. I had a Christian day camp for a while. But then the past 5 years, I was working at Victory Academy for Boys in the North Woods of Wisconsin. So I was working with at-risk teens and their families. And through the course of that, I guess maybe we'll talk about this later, but the course of that, I started a podcast, which took off, and the Lord really blessed that by increasing our listenership. And my big step of faith this past November, basically, was that we decided to go ahead and do the podcast ministry full-time. Because our goal, you know, having worked with the at-risk teens and their family, one of my goals is to try to help parents not get to that place in the first place. to try to do preemptive stuff on the front end when their kids are younger, that Lord willing, obviously it's not a formula, but Lord willing, by his grace, help set them on a better trajectory so that that type of ministry isn't necessary for them later on. I do still counsel, though. I counsel at-risk families. I counsel for marriages. I counsel basically any questions that people might have. I am a biblical counselor, so I do it straight from God's word. And that's where I am now. So we're all living in North Carolina, and my kids are doing the homeschool thing. I'm doing Truth Love Parents and that ministry. And my wife, it's kind of an interesting thing. She is a professional character performer. Now, I can't give too much more detail about that, but some of the most loved characters, for example, a little girl might have, you know, from maybe a storybook or a movie. Well, basically, my wife does is she's an actress and she impersonates those characters at birthday parties and events and things like that.
Nice.
So that's actually a lot of fun.
That is awesome. That's cool, man. My, you know, I have three girls. One is 20 going on two, and the others are two and I mean three and five. So when you say character, I knew exactly what you were talking about, and we're not gonna disclose any characters. don't want to pull the rug back on some kid that might be listening to the bar.
exactly.
Yes, sir. But listen, no, that is awesome, and that's one of the things when we spoke, man. That really resonated with me. I haven't had the privilege of working with at-risk kids, but I have a draw to them. I actually was a transportation manager for a special needs school, and we also did behavioral as well. So that's a tender place in my heart, because, you know, only by the grace of God, I'm not one of those kids, you know? And so that was, you know, when you told me about that aspect of it, that's something that really, really first got my attention and then just kind of, you know, intrigued me a little bit more. So tell me about the actual podcast. You kind of mentioned it. Talk about the podcast, the format, the frequency, what you cover, how you cover it. Let's get into that.
Sure, yeah. So it all started back when I was at Victory Academy and I was creating a parent program because we don't believe in just working with kids. We need to work with kids and their families if we're going to have real success. So I was creating a parent program that I would do with the families long distance. And but I was also fielding a lot of phone calls for people who would call into the ministry, but people whose kids couldn't necessarily come. Either they were too young or they were girls. And but I found that as I was helping these parents work through their questions over the phone, that I was providing them the same answers that I was providing to the other parents I was working with whose boys were at Victory Academy. And so I realized that the parent program I was designing had value beyond just at-risk families because, you know, you mentioned that you were potentially at risk at a time in your life, and so was I. We're all at risk because every single moment we are at risk of making a poor choice. We're at risk of choosing to worship self over worshiping God. And so we're all in that position. And so I decided to package what I had at the time from that parent program up as a podcast. I had not done any podcasting before then. I had actually even listened to any podcasts before then, but I knew it was a thing and it was important. And so I packaged it up and I put it out there in September of 2016. So we are actually coming up on our 4-year anniversary. And there are so many cool stories, so many things I could talk about that the Lord did. But basically, the idea was I started off one show a week, and then I went to two shows a week, and it just continued to grow. And basically, what we're doing is we're asking parenting questions of the scriptures. We're saying, okay, God, through your word, help us answer these questions. My wife was, she was really funny because she said, you know, man, a parenting podcast that's all about, you know, the scriptures, how long could that take? I mean, how many parenting passages are there? And I understood what she was saying because there aren't really a lot of quote unquote specifically parenting passages, but the entire Bible from in the beginning to amen is applicable to us, our families, our parenting, our marriages. And so I was like, well, I don't know, probably never because who knows how long it's going to take me to work through all of that material. But so basically we're asking questions and we're going to the scriptures to find the answers because the Bible is all sufficient to do everything that we need for life and godliness, which includes our parenting and our marriages. So I did that format for a number of years. Recently, though, it was kind of exciting. I created a resource through Truth Love Parent that is called The Celebration of God, which has kind of taken on a life of its own now. It's actually a podcast. But since my time is limited at the moment, and I wanted to start, I didn't want to kill myself. I wanted to start just continuing with the same two episodes a week. I'm now back to doing one episode on Truth, Love, Parent a week, and one episode on the Celebration of God per week. And then Lord willing, in the future, we're going to build that back up again. I'd like to get back to two episodes or more on Truth, Love, Parent. And I can see definitely how the Celebration of God could grow as well. So yeah, that's the general format of it. But as I said earlier, I believe that the most important thing is that when we have questions, when we have struggles, when we have difficulties, the Christian has got to turn to God first. We've got to go to the Word. And that really is my heartbeat, my drive, is to answer these hard questions from the Word. So to give you an idea of the types of things that we talk about, recently we did a spiritual warfare in your home series. We talk about parenting angry children, suffering children, fearful children. We talk about the type of parenting styles that glorify God. We talk about, I did a series called The Four Children, which specifically looked at the parable of the four soils and talked about how if we have kids in our home who are hard-hearted, thorny-hearted, rocky-hearted, or soft-hearted, how we can parent them to God's honor and glory, how we can identify them and then parent them. So, man, we're covering it. Not all of it, obviously. We have a little over, we're close to 400 episodes, if not over that by the time this posts. So obviously we haven't covered everything, but we've covered a lot.
Wow. That is awesome, man. That is awesome. People that listen to The Bar know I am the avid podcast. I'm encouraging everybody to do a podcast, and I'm just glad that God used you or gave you the idea to do a podcast for that kind of content, because it's needed in a lot of spaces. And not to say that, you know, they're not, you know, podcasts about parenting, but with a biblical perspective, that's where we run a little thin. So that's exciting. And the fact that you're using podcasts as the medium to get that out there, that's amazing. And I love to hear that and love to see that. So podcast is fun. We know it. You love to do it. That's not all you do. You talked about some other services that you provide. Let's talk about that. What are some of the other things that you offer families and some of the things, programs that you have? I went to your beautiful website, you know, always bragging about your website, and I saw all the different things that you offer. Let's talk about that. This is about you. I know you asked me what the topic, this is about, Mr. Aaron and what he has going on, so my listeners can be exposed to these wonderful resources.
Well, I really appreciate that. So Truth Love Parents is the ministry. We're getting our nonprofit status as we speak. Lord willing, that will be happening soon. And our good friend Al is on the board, and he's a huge, just a servant leader on the board, and I really appreciate him connecting us. But Truth Love Parents is a growing ministry that we have a number of resources. So there is the podcast. There is Celebration of God, which is a discipleship resource for parents and for churches and for really anybody who professes to be a Christian. But I also try really hard to create other resources for people. Number one, we want community. If you are a Christian parent who believes that all of your parenting needs to be directed by the scriptures, like you said already, that's a relatively small group of individuals compared to the 8 billion some people in the world. So we want to provide community where people can get together in person and online and say, hey, I need some help. Will someone else help point me to the scriptures? We also, I realize that Truth Love Parent is not the end all when it comes to biblical parenting resources. And so we also have a section on there where I try to share with people other places that they can look. So we have a whole section on some of the best parenting and marriage books, the best parenting and marriage podcasts that are out there right now, other resources that people can find them. We want to, Truth Love Parent, we kind of want it to be a hub for all things biblical parenting. So in the future, you know, as we grow, any question that you might have from, you know, what do I do if my child refuses to eat his broccoli, all the way to what's a Christ-honoring attraction my family can do in this area of the States when we go on our vacation, I'd love for Truth Love Parent to be the place that you would go to find those answers. We also offer counseling. So I got my master's degree in biblical counseling. I'm also certified through the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors. And so I do a lot of counseling with my time with individuals, with husbands and wives and with families and with youth as well. I do most of that actually online. Most of the people I'm counseling are people who do not live in my state. But then I also do meet with people face-to-face here as well. And then we offer conferences, you know, whether it's a workshop, a one-day workshop, a full conference, a seminar, preaching, teaching, you know, whatever training, you know, type of a scenario you can imagine. We offer that because what we want to do is we want to equip parents, but not only parents, grandparents, pastors, aunts and uncles, youth pastors, counselors, people who are in any type of a relationship with students, teachers, okay? We want to connect with all of them and provide them the resources necessary to be the leaders in those kids' lives that God wants them to be. And to be honest, not a lot of people are equipped to work with at-risk teens. For example, I have pastors call me frequently saying, "Hey, Aaron, what should I do in this situation? Or would you be willing to work with this family?" And I, of course, I always would be willing to work with them. But what I'd love to do even more is to equip the pastors right. and the people in the body, the local body of believers, to do that work. So we'll get together with different groups of people, and we'll help them to give them a foundation for how to work with an at-risk family or what to do in a situation where they maybe aren't familiar.
Nice. Now that is super awesome. And I know there's somebody listening to this show that that could benefit from any of those things. We definitely have links in the show notes. So right here, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's up, everybody? I'm John.
And I am Joe.
And we are the hosts of the Pastor Discussions podcast.
And we like to call it your weekly conversation on doctrine, faith, and the Christian life.
Because that's exactly what it is. And because you're listening to this commercial, you have already found some Bar podcasts, and we are part of the Bar Podcast Network.
And new episodes of our shows drop every Monday, so we invite you to check them out.
We're just a couple of rural pastors that sit down and have discussions about different topics and work through things together, and we want you to come join us in the discussion. You can find out more by visiting pastordiscussions.com or subscribe on Stitcher or iTunes. It's good. I can edit this. I can edit this.
All right, we're back in here with my friend Aaron. And Aaron, this is the last half of the show. You told me you listened to the show, so you know what's coming. You probably got your answers prepared. But we get into
You know me.
I know. We get into the bar signature questions. These are three questions I ask all of my guests. And the first signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Well, this is an interesting one because it's very different than what I used to listen to. And I think maybe all of us have that same testimony.
For sure.
But I totally grew up in the 90s alternative rock scene. Mm-hmm. That was where I was. I wasn't so much into the rap side of things, even though I was a contemporary of Marshall Mathers, you know, our good friend Eminem. I actually lived a few miles away from where he was and had some interactions with him. But I pretty much decided that all of the stuff I was listening to back then, I needed to get out of my life because most of it was not Christ honoring.
Sure.
And so nowadays, really, it's kind of interesting. I I recently had, maybe it wasn't recently, a number of weeks ago, you had Dustin Benge on, and I was listening to his episode. Mm-hmm. And he and I have some things in common. I'm not a runner, but like listening to those soundtracks. That's a huge thing. But I also love Christian music. That's a huge, important thing for me. Steve Pettit, the Steve Pettit Evangelistical Team is a huge thing that I love. But I also have something else in common with Dustin that apparently you're just not gonna understand. I like folk music.
There it is. There it is.
You knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming, man. I don't know what's up with this folk music, man. I don't know, man. You, well, see, Dustin.
I had a band.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a band, and I played the guitar. Mm-hmm. My wife, I played the violin. My wife plays the mountain dulcimer. So it's all of those folky string instruments. Okay. She plays the penny whistle. So, you know, how could I not?
I got you, man. Yep. Tim Chalice, my man Samuel Say, all mentioned folk music. And then my man Lee Jones on the Bar Network from Guys with Bibles, he was like, bro, you got to get into the folk music. Like, I don't even know where to start. Like, we'll see.
Appalachian's pretty safe.
Look, before you know it, the bar intro is going to be folk music.
No, man, keep it the way it is. I love it. It's so unique. I tell you, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and yours is great.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. So let's get into the second bar question. That is, what book or books are you currently reading?
Okay, so that's kind of funny. I'll tell you why. First, one of the things that I do with my ministry is I review books. Mm. And like you, I host interviews. I had Tim Challies on the show. Mm-hmm. But I frequently will review books, and then I'll have the author on if it's a great book. And so I spend most of my time reading a bunch of books I hate because they end up, they're sent to me, and I'm like, oh, no, I can never get behind this book. But then the books I end up really enjoying are mom books. So for example, I'm reading a book right now called Control Girl by Shannon Popkin, which is fantastic.
Nice.
But I also love the Mama Bear Apologetics book by mm-hmm. Hillary Morgan Ferrer. Again, really just amazing content. And I know all the other guys out there are thinking, what in the world is this guy doing? But, you know, I minister to families, I minister to young moms. And so, you know, I find myself reading a lot of the mom books. Okay. But the other book I've read recently that I think is fantastic and it would resonate with dads and moms would be Talking with Your Kids About Jesus, which was written by Natasha Crane. It's a great book, again, about apologetics and how we help our kids to better know, understand, and use the scriptures in daily life.
Wow, that's cool. So all you got to do, man, take the sleeve off of some manly book and just slide it right.
Oh, no, I'm comfortable. It's good. I don't mind sitting there reading Control Girl. It's awesome.
That is dope. That's dope. All right, man. So you kind of alluded to this. You say you listen to a lot of podcasts. So what podcasts or sermons do you listen to?
Yeah, I do listen to a lot now. I went from pretty much 0 to 60 on that. I realized if I was going to be doing podcasts, I needed to see what was out there. And like you, I found that at the time when I was starting, man, there's just a dearth of Christ-centered, gospel-centered parenting podcasts. In fact, really, Truth Love Parent for a while was one of the only ones on iTunes that was actually being faithful to God's word when it talked about parenting. It wasn't just dealing with the low-hanging fruit.
Right.
Now, I'm not trying to besmirch anyone. There's people out there, podcasts I haven't listened to. But right now, I have a little bit of a list here. I want to share it with you because it's great stuff. So Mama Bear Apologetics, I mentioned the book, but that started off as a podcast with Hillary Morgan Ferrer. Really fantastic, very, very intelligent, high shelf, top shelf kind of stuff, you know, very scholarly as these ladies work through contemporary issues from an apologetic standpoint. There's a tech podcast called Gospel Tech by Nathan Sutherland. Absolutely amazing. How we should be using our technology, our phones, our computers to glorify God and not glorify self. So good. A good podcast for someone in a fostering or adoption situation is called Trusting the God of the Gospel by Arthur and Joy Woods. That's amazing. If you've got a lot of kids, Sibling Relationship Lab by Lynna Sutherland is fantastic. And then Risen Motherhood. A lot of people are familiar with that one. Emily Jensen and Laura Whiffler. I know, I'm listening to the mom podcast, but they do a fantastic job. And I really grow a lot by listening to them. It's fantastic. And then three podcasts that aren't specifically parenting related that I listen to quite a bit. One of them is really all worship related. It's a newer one called By the Waters of Babylon. And it's hosted by Scott Annual, which is fantastic. I listen to the ACBC, not ACDC, the ACBC podcast, Truth and Love, hosted by Dale Johnson, who's the executive director. That's one kind of more in like the biblical counseling vein. And then I have to admit it, I'm a sucker for it. I pretty much will listen to anything by Paul Tripp. So that's there. It's my guilty confession.
We'll let it slide. We'll let it slide. No, that's actually a really good list. I hope my listeners were, you know what? I was in a meeting yesterday and they said that don't give your listeners something to do while they're podcasting, because most of the time they're multitasking or driving. So don't write it down. We'll make sure we have it in the show notes. I don't want anybody to get
no joke. I have a spot at truthloveparent.com too, where people can find a lot of these podcasts that I mentioned, because perfect. I put them up there because I think they're great. Also, while I'm mentioning it, I just want you guys to know that I'm going to have a special page at truthloveparent.com. If your listeners want to put in truthloveparent.com/BAR, they can access a special page just for them that will have some of the resources that we talked about today, and just some unique links for them that will kind of get them, if they're interested in learning more about Truth Love Parent, kind of get them started.
Wow. Well, I appreciate that, brother. I'm telling you, man, top of the line. That's how you do. That's how you do. I love it. I'm going to be like you one day when I grow up. That is awesome, brother.
That's very kind.
That is so awesome. But listen, we're going to definitely take advantage of that. And he saved me a lot of typing, but I'm just going to put that link for the listeners. Hit that link and get all the information that we talked about today, as well as whatever you need from that website, man. So Aaron, I always love to close it out by giving an opportunity to speak to the listeners. Any words of encouragement, and also we'll remind everybody where to find all of your stuff.
Definitely. Well, all the stuff is just truthloveparent.com. Pretty much everything you could want to find, you'll find there, social media links, all that kind of stuff. I think one of the things, or the thing I would want to leave with everyone, is this. There are a lot of difficulties in the world. You know, not only just the stuff that's affecting everyone, but there's the stuff that's unique to Christians too, persecution and things like that are going on in the world. There's a lot of hardship. There's a lot of difficulty. And people always want answers. And God created us to want answers. He created us to look for ways to try to solve problems. But the problem ends up being that we look for all those answers in the wrong places. Yes, Satan is trying to tempt us to do the wrong things. That's true. And he uses the world. Man, the world is just pounding down our door on how we should think about life and religion and how we should think about government, and how we should think about all this stuff. And they have all of their professionals, all their quote-unquote experts writing all their books and doing all their podcasts. The airways are filled. The internet is filled with content, people trying to tell everyone how they can live successfully in this world. But it's coming from a non-Christian standpoint. But then not only that, we also have that third enemy that the Bible talks about. We have the flesh. Mm-hmm. And our flesh is constantly lying to us. One of the episodes I'm working on right now is about the type of destruction that happens in our families if we do what's right in our own eyes. And so the only way that we can battle this, we can resist the temptation of Satan, resist the temptation of the world, and resist the temptation of our flesh, is to go to God's word. You can't over-exaggerate how important it is. You can't do it too much. And now people might be saying, well, Aaron, how does Lamentations, how does Song of Solomon, how does Galatians, how does Exodus apply to my family? And that's the other encouragement I give people. It is okay to ask someone else for help. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just so easy for us to get into a rut where we think we have to do it all ourselves, or we're embarrassed to have to ask for help. Yes, I know I'm a biblical counselor, but if you think about it, God designed the church to be a place where we confess our sins one to another, where we share our prayer requests, where we go and we ask questions, where people are in active discipleship relationships, where they're communicating about their struggles and about the answers God has. So the Bible has all the answers, number one. Number two, God wants to use his church to equip you, the listener, right here, right now, to find those answers from his word. There is hope. God's word and God's church are where you're going to find the answers. And I just want to encourage everyone not to forget that, because we're surrounded by all these voices, but the only voice that really matters is God's.
Amen, brother. Good word. I really appreciate that. Definitely applies. Definitely words to hang on to, man. So thank you again, Aaron, for coming on the show. To the Bar listeners, make sure you check out your favorite podcast, The Bar Podcast, every Tuesday. Every Tuesday, we bring in awesome guests. And every Tuesday, we right there on your podcatcher. Make sure you go to thebarpodcast.com. Make sure you go to the tab and click on the network tab and check out all the podcasts that are on the network, as well as go to thebargear.com. God bless you guys. Until next time, we are out.